Longtime environmentalists celebrated the end of an era with a party at Cherrywood Coffee House in Austin last night. Featured artist Bill Oliver pushed for a bag ban for decades.
I won't miss the bags in the streams, in the trees, in the fences. That'll be nice if we can be without those.
Before the concert, Oliver sported a triumphant smile while he rehearsed his victory song.
Waiting at the checkout line at the market, waiting to check my groceries. Checkout clerk says paper or plastic. I say no thanks, BYOB. Bring your own bag down to the market. Bring your own bag for your groceries.
But what has pleased Bill Oliver hasn't sat as well with some shop owners and customers who have had to rethink their ways of shopping and doing business. Leslie Sweet is with HEB. She says it's taken months to retrain baggers and cashiers.
Well, we still want to make sure our customers know that if they want to put their chicken or their meat in the clear bags that we have available in those departments, they're still more than welcome to do that. And those bags are exempted by the ordinance because they're bags used for food safety.
Many Austin stores are already set for today's transition. Scales at self-checkout counters have been recalibrated to accommodate the heavier bags. Signs are posted. There have been other changes.
We're also selling some bags that are for a dollar. Okay. If you end up forgetting yours or if you need any more.
At Fiesta Mart on 38 and a half Street, assistant store manager John Vargas pulls out a plank that looks like the tray tables used in airplanes. Boxes of single-use bags still lay under the trays.
Oh, and look, you have boxes and boxes of leftovers.
Oh, they get sent back, get credit from the manufacturer. Everything's set up already. We have these little hooks right here. So you just take the racks off and everything will adapt to the new plastic bags.
Outside the store, 68-year-old Mary Cadena admitted the bag ordinance took her by surprise.
It's going to be hard to get used to it. But eventually, it's true. When my kids were small, not all of them used the seat belt. We didn't have a ticket, and now you have to. But you know, it's safer.
While Cadena and other customers get used to the change, some stores will continue selling single-use bags for a fee. Many are charging more for those than the reusable bags. Single-use bags are still allowed for certain nonprofits and businesses like dry cleaners and restaurants. Joy Diaz, KUT News.